back to the John Morris Show, presented by Pizza Hut on ESPN Central Texas.
Looking inside, nothing there. Now finds Melissa Jones, who takes it in and scores.
That is making something from nothing. What a great cut to the basket by Melissa Jones.
Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Highlight cut with Rick May and Lori Fogelman, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from IMG College. One of many, many highlights we could choose from for Melissa Jones during her stellar Baylor career. And another honor coming today as the Big 12 has named Melissa their Big 12 Female Sports Person of the Year. The male winner, she just heard in SportsCenter, is Sam Acho from the University of Texas. And pleased to welcome in Baylor's Melissa Jones. And Melissa, what a great honor for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
And this one, I think, maybe, I don't know how you look at it, but it seems like it'd be especially special because it recognizes, you know, what you did on the court, but also in the classroom and in the community, and, you know, just sort of encompasses the total person.
Yeah, I think this particular award is very special to me, and I'm, just extremely blessed to be able to have this award.
Well, I think you're very deserving also, and congratulations to you. How do you find out about something like this? Who lets you in on the news?
Well, Miss Julie, Julie Bennett, you know, she called me early this morning and just gave me the heads up and was just real excited for me, and it was just a great way to start off my morning and great news.
Yeah, I would guess so. That's a pretty good way to start the day. Well, and you have been very active off the court. You've done so many things with FCA. You've made the trip to Kenya. That's something that's obviously near and dear to your heart, is being involved in the community.
Definitely. I think, you know, well, the community does so much, you know, while I was playing basketball. They did so much for our team and just the support that I just feel like it's just necessary to be able to, you know, do the same in return, not just for Waco, but, you know, for others, maybe just around the world.
And you really felt that, didn't you? You know, the way that that you connected with the fans and vice versa. I mean, wasn't that something that you really felt, how much they appreciated you?
Yes. I mean, and I wouldn't trade it for the world with the great support and the people that I just met here within the fans or just, you know, the community here. There's just so many great people that have helped me throughout my career and just helped me with the person who I am today.
Let me ask you this, if you don't mind going into your background a little bit. Have you were you raised that way by your parents, or how, you know, where did you get that spirit of being, you know, community minded in that way?
I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with just how I was raised. My mom, you know, did just a great job with raising my three older brothers and myself. And just, you know, treat others like you want to be treated, or, you know, give back to who's given to you kind of mindset. And so I guess I kind of just get that from her.
Yeah, very nice. Well, it's a great tribute to her as well. What catch everybody up on what you're doing now. What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm actually taking summer classes right now at Baylor. And I'm going to take classes this next whole year, and I'm going to be playing volleyball.
Yeah. All right. That's the next question. Where does that come from? Where'd that idea come from?
Well, I mean, a lot of it kind of went into play. I don't really know exactly what I want to do with my life, so I think I'm kind of just postponing it for a while. And, I mean, I still have that itch to continue to play basketball. However, I'm using maybe this year just to hopefully get, you know, my eyesight just back 100%. And so, you know, might as well do something that you enjoy doing, which would be, you know, playing some kind of sport. And my next favorite sport would be volleyball. And so might as well give it a shot.
Cool. Now, have you played volleyball in the past?
I played in high school, mm-hmm. but, again, that's like 4 years ago. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to come out of it.
How is the eyesight? Give us an update on that.
It's still the same as far as it's just it's still pretty blurry. And, you know, but that's still a huge long shot from where it was when it was just completely black.
All right. Well, and sounds good. And, again, the doctors, what are the doctors saying to you? The way I understand it, you know, it could change or improve any day.
Right, exactly. It's almost like a day-by-day kind of thing, and the doctors are still real optimistic and think that eventually it should, you know, come back entirely. So I think we're just kind of waiting on that.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the award. I think it's very deserving, and, you know, it really does recognize everything, the total person that you are and all the things that you've done. And we appreciate the way you represent Baylor University.
Well, thank you very much, and that really does mean a lot to me, so thanks.
All right, Melissa, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Melissa Jones with us. She is the 2010-2011 Big 12 Female Sports Person of the Year. Sam Acho from the University of Texas is the male recipient. Again, humble, as you might expect, on Melissa Jones. Here's some of the things she's been involved in. She has become the first Baylor women's basketball player that didn't earn All-America honors on the court to have her jersey retired, an honor that had more to do with her leadership and action away from basketball. She's an active leader in Baylor's Fellowship of Christian Athletes. She has been part of three different mission trips to Kenya, Africa. During her time in Waco, she's also worked in soup kitchens. She's volunteered with the Salvation Army, and she's visited area hospitals and elementary schools. You know, she's a native of Thornton, Colorado, and we made reference to it. Certainly, you know, she had to fight through a very serious eye injury during her senior year. She lost sight in one eye after a hard hit on the floor. It was her right eye. It was the Oklahoma game, and she missed just one game because of that. She came back wearing a pair of sunglasses and returned to help lead the Lady Bears to the Big 12 regular season championship, the Big 12 tournament title, and a spot all the way to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. So a great, great recipient and very deserving of this award, Sports Person of the Year. And Nick Jost made a good point that seems like basketball players at Baylor are the ones that line up for this award. She's Baylor's third student-athlete to earn Sports Person of the Year. Jessica Stratton won it in 2004, and Mamadou Gien won it in 2008, and now Melissa Jones here in 2011. So again, a very, very nice honor for Melissa Jones. She's another of the MJs, and congratulations to her. I think very deserving. I don't think they could have found anybody any better to win this award in the Big 12 Conference.